equality in Islam. Rulers and their subjects are all equal before Allah. Regardless of the subtle differences between people, in Islam, every Muslim is a brother to his fellow Muslim. The black and white, the Arab and non-Arab are all the same. Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from one soul and created from it its mate, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another, and the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is ever over you, an observer. Chapter 4, verse 1. The origin of all humankind is their father, Adam. When the Christians said that Jesus, son of Mary, was the Son of God, Allah the Exalted said, Indeed, the example of Jesus to Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, Be, and he was. Allah the Exalted also says, And of his signs is that he created you from dust. Then suddenly you are human beings dispersing throughout the earth. Chapter 30, verse 20. All of humankind is from one father and one mother, Adam and Eve. Based on this, there can be no virtue for one over the other on account of one's race. Accordingly, there is no reason for people to show off and boast or to belittle or scoff at one another, or worse, for anyone to enslave another individual. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Allah has effaced the customs of the Jahiliyyah era, pre-Islamic era. One is not to show off by boasting who their fathers are. All people are from Adam, and Adam was created from soil, earth. Ahmed. And further is this regard. Allah the Exalted says, And mankind was not but one community, united in religion. But then they differed, and if not for a word that they proceeded from your Lord, it would have been judged between them immediately concerning that over which they differ. Chapter 10, verse 19. As humankind increased in number, they spread across the land, and, on account of this, their languages naturally became diverse. Their cultures formed, and they changed in skin color. Based on these differences, people's ideologies gradually changed, and, at times, their belief systems were affected. Allah sent the prophets and messengers to guide humankind back to the belief in the oneness of Allah. He, the Exalted, says, And we certainly sent into every nation a messenger, saying, Worship Allah and shun false gods. And among them were those whom Allah guided, and among them were those upon whom error was deservedly decreed. So travel through the earth and observe how was the end of the deniers. Chapter 16, verse 36. Islam does not judge a person by their outer appearance. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, It may be that a shaggy-haired, dusty person, who people don't consider as being much, is so beloved to Allah that was he to make an oath by Allah, Allah would fulfill it for him. Hakim. Since it is known that some may exploit these differences of race, color, language and culture to belittle others, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah created Adam from a scoop of soil, earth, that was taken from all parts of the earth. The sons of Adam came forth, bearing the marks of that soil from its various sources. Of them are those who are red-skinned, white-skinned, black and yellow. Among them are those who are good-natured and those who are evil. Ibn Hibban. All people, regardless of their skin color, language or country of origin, stand equal before Allah. Allah the Exalted says, O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted. Chapter 49, verse 13. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, The lineage that each of you is related through is not a shame upon anyone. You are all the sons of Adam. No one is favored upon the other, and the most honorable of you before Allah is the most religious and those who do the good works. Ahmed. Allah has made us into nations and tribes. No one is favored over the other. No race is better than the other. He has made you like this, so that you get to know one another. Allah the Exalted says, And we have certainly honored the children of Adam, and carried them on the land and sea, and provided for them of the good things, and preferred them over much of what we have created, with definite preference. Chapter 17, verse 70. This honorable status is for all of mankind. It is not specified for a race over another, or for a group over another. Allah the Exalted says, And it is He who has made you successors upon the earth, and has raised some of you above others in degrees of rank, that He may try you through what He has given you. Indeed, your Lord is swift in penalty, but indeed He is forgiving and merciful. Chapter 6, verse 165.